That was the best food I've clamped down on in I don't know when. How about that, Jack?
I'm more interested in that Chinese girl.
Oh, sure. Only that don't keep me from getting hungry. What you grinning about, Red?
Nothing.
You ate just as much as I did, I noticed. When you reckon we're going to get a look at this sleeping Oriental? Well, hello, Mrs. Black.
If you finished eating, come this way, please.
Yeah, we're finished.
And doing good food, too, Mike.
Follow me, please. Now, watch where you step. I'll hold the lantern so you can see the floor.
Seems to be in some kind of a storeroom. Look at them shelves of canned fruit.
Quite. Bins of potatoes, cabbages, and apples.
She said to keep your eyes on the floor.
Oh,
Wait, please.
Well?
The gentlemen are here.
Yes, let them come in.
You're to go in here.
Thanks.
Hey, ain't you coming in?
No. Good night.
That's funny.
Well, never mind, Mrs. Blair. Come on. Shall we come in?
Yes, please do. Be careful you don't fall over something.
Yeah, I ain't used to candlelight.
This is Mr. Blair's carpenter room. Close the door, please, Mr. York. Okay. Down on whatever's convenient.
Hey, I can't see you good, but your voice sounds like a fellow that made us a proposition back in our office in Hollywood.
Exactly. I'm Rupert Knight. You've carried out your initial instructions very well. My congratulations.
Well, I thought you'd say just the opposite.
Why, Packard?
Well, the enemy, at least I suppose it was the enemy, picked up our trail and were hot after us when we arrived.
My dear Packard, the enemy is going to be hot on your trail every minute of the night and day until you've completed the commission I'm about to give you. You got here safely and the enemy's been thrown off the scent for the moment. That's all we can expect.
Hey, am I seeing things or is that the figure of a little old female gal sitting over yonder in the shadow?
Yes, she's Eve Bartley. Eve, these men are Jack Packard, Doc Long, and Reggie York, who to be your companions on this occasion.
Good evening, gentlemen.
We're to have Miss Barkley on our hands?
And the unconscious body of the Chinese girl on the cot beside Eve.
I'm beginning not to like this. What's the unconscious Chinese girl for?
This little Oriental girl is in a hypnotic sleep. She was hypnotized 7 days ago in a Spanish seaport of her own consent. Placed in a casket and flown to Africa, then across to South America, and finally to the Mexican border where she was smuggled across to me.
Why?
She has vital information for a certain unnamed international society with headquarters in London. When she arrives in Canada, she'll be taken to the proper quarters, awakened, and permitted to divulge her secret.
What, you mean she's flying halfway around the world to get some information to London from Spain? Well, why didn't somebody fly straight to England with a secret?
Yeah, or give it to this so-called unnamed society's representative in Spain, or radio it through to England.
It's not the type of information which can be given by word of mouth alone.
You mean she's got some papers on her?
You've had all the information concerning the secret I'm permitted to give.
Well, you still haven't said why she didn't give her information to the society's representative in Spain, or even in Africa.
Yeah, fly it there. And what is this, your unnamed international society with headquarters in London, anyhow?
You are here to perform, not ask questions.
How about that, Jack?
That's right.
Okay, sport, you talk.
For the last 6 months, headquarters has been trying to get this secret. 3 times, planes started out with it and simply vanished. 7 of the society's officials have been murdered after receiving portions of the information. 2 in Oporto, 3 in The Hague, and 1 each in Nice and Bordeaux. And I know of 5 members of a private intelligence organization who have died over it.
Jove, what kind of an enemy is your Bally Society up against?
Exactly. If we knew, we'd be better equipped to fight it.
Well, if this is true, then what chance do you think we've got?
Well, we've got to keep trying. We've got the girl this far.
But you really don't give us much chance, eh?
Do you know who you're up against?
Just told us nobody knew.
I mean, do you know who you'll be battling from the Mexican to the Canadian border?
Who?
Every criminal and every criminal organization in the country.
Oh, where do they come in at?
The society's enemy has put $50,000 in an American bank which will be paid to the man or men who kill or capture, it doesn't matter which, this Chinese girl.
Hey.
No strings attached?
Only one. The body must be delivered to a certain known person in San Francisco for the payoff.
Well, ain't that a pleasant thought?
And who is Miss Eve Barclay?
Eve is the Chinese girl's companion.
Oh, I see.
I was with her when she was hypnotized. Her control insisted that I must be with her when she is awakened.
Look, you mean to tell me that a person can be kept in a hypnotic state indefinitely?
On the other hand, such long periods are most unusual. And I'm told in certain cases might prove fatal. This little Chinese girl is different.
Yeah?
That is so. She has been a subject for a hypnotist for a number of years. On a number of occasions, she has been under a spell for 2 and 3 weeks without harm.
That's why she was chosen for this mission.
Yeah? Mind if I look at her?
You may, if you wish.
Yeah, I don't care if I do.
And it's going to be our job to get Miss Barkley and this Chinese girl north to the Canadian border?
Yes.
With every trigger man and would-be killer hot on our trail?
From groups like Murder Incorporated right down to the meanest little petty thief in the street.
Oh, it's a job.
Believe me, it's a job. I understand as well as you do that it's 10 times the job with an unconscious girl to look after.
Oh, she's not going to be as difficult as Miss Barkley.
You would have very little trouble with me, Mr. Packard.
I hope so.
I have been looking after myself for several years now.
You two had better start getting together. You're practically going to be sitting in each other's laps from now on.
Does she understand I'm bossing the outfit?
You do understand that, don't you, Eve?
Yes.
Understand this, Packard. You aren't being turned out on your own when you leave here. You'll follow a secret way which has been worked out with all the cunning of clever men's minds. You're to travel from point to point, stations in the Underground Railway which have been tested and made as secure against danger as possible.
Yeah, you told us that back in Hollywood.
The only time you will be in grave danger, the only time we cannot help you, is while you're traveling from one station to the next. Then you're entirely dependent on your own resources.
Well, that's what we're getting paid for.
Exactly. You men were chosen because your past record shows exceptional resourcefulness in danger. Resourcefulness and a loyalty to the man or cause you're working for at the moment.
What was that last crack?
I just want it well established in all your minds that if this Chinese girl and Eve Barkley here are betrayed, you will be hounded to the very ends of the earth.
Yeah, we're impressed right down to the bone.
For your sakes, I hope you are.
Hey, Doc. Haven't you seen enough of that sleeping Hong Kong beauty by this time?
Jack, come over here. I want you to see something.
This girl is a Manchu.
Come here. Come here, Jack, and look at her face.
Tiny thing. Doesn't look much more than a child.
She's 18.
Well, I'm glad of that. This country's got some pretty strict ideas about what you can and can't do with minors. And I'm not at all sure that hypnotizing a young girl and lugging her around the country isn't one of the things you can't do.
Now, there's nothing to worry about there. The girl is 18.
Did you ever see such a little face? Pretty, too. Like a little piece of porcelain or something.
What's her name?
Does it matter?
No, I suppose not.
I say, how are we supposed to handle her? We better go contact a stretcher wherever we go.
That's something.
Treat her exactly as you would any sleeping or unconscious person. You shouldn't have much difficulty carrying her about, Mr. York.
Hey, what you look at Reggie for? I'm the one who looks after the female women in this outfit.
Except for the actual lifting and carrying her from place to place. I'll do all the looking after this girl that will be necessary.
Yeah, I reckon you will at that.
You can believe me. I will.
And now it's time you learned that you've still another 10 miles to go tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
What the heck? Only 10 miles? We'll be there before you know it. What about a horse?
There'll be no horses on this trek.
10 miles on foot?
You're going places where a horse couldn't go.
Carrying the Chinese girl?
Yes.
Well, I'll be doggone, Jack. They hired us for a string or pack horse.
And you've wasted enough time. You start immediately. You ready, Eve?
Yes, certainly.
Packard?
Where is that?
Good. Here's a detailed map of your route and your instructions for making your next contact. You've got 2 minutes to digest it, and then it's to be burned.
Oh, well, why 2 minutes?
Don't bother him. He must concentrate. Leave him to himself.
Mr. Knight, may I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
I should think strange activities around a place like this would soon bring neighborhood gossip and inquiry. I mean, how do you keep the station of your underground railway secret over a long period of time?
You've got the wrong idea, Mr. York. This farm hasn't been used as an underground station for over a year. It may not be used for another year, perhaps never again. The railway is flexible. The stations are always being changed. So if one is spotted, it's simply abandoned.
Jove, that must require a tremendous organization.
That we will not talk about.
Well, what the heck is it for? I can see it comes in handy for getting this little old Chinese gal to Canada, but rest of the time, what's it used for?
That is none of your business.
Oh, it ain't, huh?
Definitely not.
Well, pardon my lifted pinky. Ain't I just too curious for words?
Okay, Doc, break it up.
Jack, I don't like the way a somebody thinks he can shove me around.
You've finished with the instructions?
Yep,
then burn it.
Jack, I said I don't
Hey, Doc, will you hold still?
Here's a match, Jack. I say, that must have been greased paper the way it went up in a puff.
It was. All right, Packard, take over. It's in your hands now until you reach the next station.
Right. Miss Barkley.
Yes?
Stick out your feet. Let me see your shoes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good climbing shoes. Are they broken in?
They are.
You got a good warm sweater under that jacket?
I have one in my knapsack.
Okay, we're going pretty high. It's liable to be snappy towards the morning. Reggie.
Right.
You'll carry the Chinese girl to start with.
But Jack...
Shut up, Doc. Pick her up, Reggie.
Right. There, I have it.
Okay, now after we leave this room, I'll lead off. Reggie, you immediately behind me. Miss Barkley behind Reggie, and Doc, you bring up the rear.
Okay, well, let's do something instead of standing around here talking.
All right, Mr. Knight. Everybody keep close to me. See you sometime again, Mr. Knight.
Definitely. We're depending on it. Good luck.
Here we go. Here's where we take to the woods.
We start to climb pretty quick?
Yep, almost immediately. No more talking now.
Man, it's hard walking on this granite and gravel and stuff. Especially toting this little old Chinese doll.
Want me to take it back for a while?
No, I'm doing all right.
All right, hold it.
We must be darn near on top of this mountain.
Yeah, just about. It's now 2 o'clock in the morning.
I say, we've been climbing steadily almost 6 hours.
Yep, we're about a mile from the second station. I own not, Miss Barclay.
Why do you keep asking that? I'm perfectly all right.
Well, it was quite a climb.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm glad of it, but you don't need to be so snide about it.
In this business, I take your instructions. Otherwise, I act as I choose.
One of them coal mamas that was weaned on her icicle.
Okay, let's leave it that way.
How do we get to the station from here?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, but according to my instructions, there should be a man waiting under that scraggly oak tree over there who can show us.
Well, let's get to going. It's cold and Miss Eve Barclay's heart standing around here.
All right, lay off, Doc. Reggie, you stay here with Doc and the Chinese girl. Miss Barclay, you come with me.
Why?
I want to leave two men to guard this girl at all times. You come with me to contact the outpost who's waiting for us.
Certainly.
Come along. You fellas wait here.
Well, hurry up.
Is this the tree you meant?
Yeah. Hold it. Doc, I'm sitting under that tree. Hey there. Last call for the boys in blue.
What's that mean?
You'll know. Funny I don't get any answer. Stay here. I'm going under the branches.
Yes.
Hey, what's this?
Is the man there?
Yeah, he's here. Hanging by his neck from a limb.